It's May, the crusty month of May. And here we are, sun-dried and totally solar eclipsed.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh, wow. And the fun is just starting astrologically.
There you go.
What a year we're going to have. We are the Dawn, prescient purveyor of the machinery.
Yes.
Gary, who's reading the stories of Hans Christian Andersen and Douglas Adams because they make more sense than what we see on the news.
Well, isn't that the
truth?
Sure.
Yeah. And Blaze, who is forever adorable.
And is actually here today.
Yes, because we are actually together today.
We are in Wisconsin today. Yes.
Yeah, we're not using two soup cans and a piece of string like we did last
month.
Yeah,
we do apologize to our listeners for last month. We really do.
Yes, we do. But it was the best we could do
under the circumstances. Yes.
And we are
Sandy from Gemological Esoterica.
And Linda Strochain from the Mercury Academy. And we are
two dozy broads.
Well, today we each have a couple of different topics.
Yes.
So, Sandy, what mysteries are you introducing us to today?
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about was I'm starting to do up a class for children.
Good.
And I've taught literally over 300 classes at the shop.
You've been busy.
Yeah, in the last 28 or 29 years, yeah. And I've never done one specifically for children.
No?
We've done glass classes where we make glass, you know, and we've done stuff like that. So I am in the process of actually coming up with a hands-on class for children. Now children will be 7 to 14.
Yes.
And your favorite part of it is the fact that we would like a guardian to come along with them, but they have to sit in the corner quietly and keep their mouth shut.
Yes, no being the baseball or hockey or football parent.
No, none of that, none of that. And we would escort them out. So I would do that. You wouldn't be here, but no, I would definitely stop the class and escort them out, and the children would be laughing their butts off.
They'd love it.
They would love that.
They'd like to come just for that.
That was like one time when my grandmother hollered at my father in front of me, and he became this little tiny child again. And I know she did it for my benefit.
Oh,
just
good.
Watching him just go,
and he was so tall, and she was this little slip.
Oh, and she was sitting down besides. I mean, and he went down to her level. So you know, could be fun.
It could be fun.
So that's, I'm hoping to get it out this summer, because of course if you're going to have kids come over, it should be during the summer. So
that works.
If anybody is interested in bringing children, please let me know. This will not be a Zoom class because the poor kids have spent so much time
that's
on Zoom
true.
The last few years. But let me know if anybody's interested.
And an adult can't come if they don't have a child.
That's right. That's right. No childless adults. I guess that means that you and I can't attend that class.
I think you better grandfather you in.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. Just
otherwise,
like
otherwise, you'll be hollering from upstairs.
Just like Don from Orphan's Easter. His mother hadn't died, but we let him come every year because it was his house. The next bit that I wanted to talk about was the eclipse glass.
Yes.
What was that? Last week? Week before? A couple weeks ago, I was doing something called eclipse glass.
Yes,
where I was putting glass into the glass kiln at full fuse when the eclipse was at its peak.
Yes.
Takes a little timing and this and that, but it was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was powerful glass.
It was powerful glass.
Wow.
And my favorite part of it was the fact that I put some tiny little 1 by 1 inch pieces in so that people could still have a piece of this glass.
Yeah.
And I put 11 of them in and only 9 came out.
That's,
I still don't know what happened to the other two.
That's like magic math.
I still haven't figured out the picture. The picture on the way in was 11 and 9 came out. So I don't
know. The kiln
know.
Gods.
The kiln. Yep. We do talk about the kiln
yes,
gods.
You do.
If you are a glass practitioner, yes, you the kiln gods. But it did take on the energy of the eclipse, which is a lot of fun. So
it did in so many ways.
Yes.
And that's the kind of energy that is not only going to be useful to us this year, but on into the next year. It's not just if you don't have it in early April 2024, forget about it. It's not like the t-shirt.
Right.
This is something where the power will stay, and there is energy in that. And I likened it to the old days, the smallpox vaccination, where you gave people smallpox, a tiny bit of smallpox, so they could build immunities to smallpox, to against smallpox. And so if you have a piece of this, or you know, something energetically from it,
right,
then you have an energetic fix against some of the crazier stuff. That just look out your window or turn on your news and you will see how screwy the world is.
Yeah.
Screwier than usual.
That's for sure. Well, those are the two things I wanted to bring up. I think you had some stuff.
So. I have a few things. As for my part, I intend to perform a public service.
Da, da, da.
I'm here to give each of you some swell new excuses to use. Why not be creative, huh? So here are three great esoteric excuses. None of them include the dog ate my homework.
Okay.
First one is Mercury retrograde.
Yep.
Now, people who don't know anything about astrology.
Now know Mercury retrograde.
They do. It's in the air.
Yes.
Like oxygen.
Yes.
Many people are familiar with it, so we're going to crack this open a bit. Mercury retrograde is, Mercury is the planet of communication, logic, organization, that sort of thing. And when it's seemingly moving backwards.
In the sky.
In the sky. It's called Mercury retrograde. And that's a time where you can lose your car keys. You can forget that you put a big debit on your debit card, or you wrote a check and didn't put it in the check register for the eight of us on the planet who still write checks. It's that kind of a mistake. And it's blurting things out. Depending on what sign it's in of the 12 signs, it can affect everything from your technology on out.
Okay.
But it is a misdirection of energy. And so,
or communication.
Or communication. And that is intense. And we have just come through another bunch of it. So if you want to know, what does that look like? Just say, how has April been for me in communication? Or in getting things done? Or in
having to redo something.
Oh, yeah. Because, like we had, the dry cleaner closed permanently. So we're standing here like lost children, old people with a bunch of dry cleaning and don't know where to take it. So it's that sort of misdirection. The upside of it is that stuff that's lost turns up again.
Yep.
Projects that have been so screwed up, they are foobar beyond belief. Suddenly you find the magic clue and you can straighten it out.
Yep.
An old communication that was all messed up from the last Mercury retrograde suddenly
may become unmasked. Yeah.
And it might be something as simple as two people are mad and one person butt dials the other.
There you go.
So Mercury retrograde in the modern parlance is kind of like the universal butt dial.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a great excuse. Is I couldn't do it because I would be birthing it during a Mercury retrograde, and then this whole thing will be wretched.
Yes.
Now, if you need to do something, like sign a contract or have surgery or something, during a Mercury retrograde, it isn't don't do it. It's just take extra precautions. Have somebody else read the contract. Have other people look at the car before you buy it. Make sure that the surgeon really does in indelible ink write, this is the leg, or you know, whatever. You just take precautions, and it'll work. Now, we have another retrograde that's fun in this, and that's Pluto retrograde. Ah. Now, this one we get most of this year. We get this until like mid-October, basically. Now, Pluto is the planet of deep stuff. It's also sudden infections in the health world, but it's like your deep karma, your deep inside stuff. And so when it's retrograde, as it is right now, this is a really good excuse because, you know, I could not do it because my mind was in the year 1042 and you wanted me to turn in an assignment from 2024 and I didn't know what a computer was.
Tell your great nieces and nephews about that one?
No, but if they listen to the podcast, they'll know all about it.
There you go.
And I'm sure that if then it's up to the teacher to give them creative points gee, I hadn't heard that one before. But this is another excuse out there.
There we go.
And it's a period we're all going through where you can think, I dealt with that issue, mm-hmm. something pops up from not even where you know about. Mm-hmm. Don't get mad at it, because this is like swinging at smoke.
Right.
How can you hit somebody when it's three past lives ago?
Right.
And it isn't that you get the idea of the whole past life. Mm-hmm. It's that you get these little movies. Or when we grew up, you had those little slideshows.
Right.
It's like a little slideshow.
There you go. There you go.
And it's a particularly interesting slideshow. If you want to look at it in the world, on the world stage, there is, granted, everything old is new again, but there's a lot of really familiar stuff going on again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming in from deep. So that's another one you can use.
So now we have Mercury retrograde and Pluto retrograde.
Yes.
For two excuses that you may use this year. Or any year, actually.
Well, you can use them any time.
You can use them any time, because who's going to ever look up a Pluto retrograde?
Well, and even a Mercury retrograde.
Right.
And if you have Mercury retrograde in your birth chart, mm-hmm. astrologically, you've got this little excuse always. Yeah. It's kind of like having...
Don't you have Mercury retrograde in your chart?
That's why I back into everything.
I have Mars retrograde in mine.
Well, that's why you're so sneaky. That's where the sneaky energy comes from. It's like
I thought that was the Scorpio.
Well, yeah, but Mars is always happy to be with Scorpio. So you see, wherever you got Mars, you put those
there
things together and you got that.
Okay.
Lastly, we both have something on this. The excuse is I have been cursed.
Yes.
And Sandy has an anecdote.
Which one am I doing? Tell me. Is this the
you were doing?
Is this the Facebook one?
You could do that one, or you could do the more personal one.
I don't remember that one.
Patrick.
Huh? Oh, well, that was the Facebook one.
Oh, okay.
So I was out on Facebook last week, and sit there in the middle of the night because sometimes I don't sleep, and an acquaintance of mine, not a friend, but an acquaintance of mine, mm-hmm. decided that he wanted to be unbaptized.
Wow.
Because he felt that now, later in his life, mm-hmm. baptism was a curse. And being...
Okay.
That is how he felt.
Yeah,
I am not... That,
no,
I,
no.
This
not.
Is not how I feel.
No,
okay? This is... No, you don't. This is not how I feel, but I'm saying that.
Yeah. No, you have to make a disclaimer.
And so
don't write in and
so
tell
this
Sandy
person,
about that.
Yes, don't holler at me for it. So this person decided that they wanted a ceremony to become unburdened.
Huh.
Which,
wow.
as we were kind of talking about curses, it's kind of like, how do you uncurse yourself if you feel that you've been cursed? Or how do you look, was something that happened when you were 6 months old, is that a curse? What is that? We were discussing that. So
yes, we were.
That was my antidote that you had to remind me of, because I have no notes today. So,
well, and with that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
this is part of the I've been cursed. It behooves us, if we're going to deal with this in the world of behoovement, that we spend a little time and say, do I really need to do this?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing whether you feel you've been cursed or whether you feel you want to curse somebody, ask yourself, is this really important to you?
Yes.
And
For a long time,
because this is going to be like chewing gum in the bottom of your tennis shoes. We talked about Pluto mm-hmm. retrograde.
Yep.
This is like creating a Pluto retrograde. You're doing this in Pluto retrograde, and so you're adding a burden to yourself.
Well, it's like the people that, all these people that got either engaged or married during the last solar eclipse, which... It could be a curse. It doesn't start as a curse.
No,
but if you ever try to break it off,
then
it's a curse.
Then it is. Then you need a whole lot of help. This is something that you cannot just MacGyver your way
no,
out of.
No.
You have to work on that. But as an excuse for problems in life, to say I've been cursed is a really cool thing. You know, people mm-hmm. just kind of like that stuff.
And if anybody's interested, let us know. We would be willing to do a podcast on...
We have all kinds of notes on that. Now, the curse thing, this covers everything from PMS through an ancient medieval disease called impostume. Don't ask what it is. It's just not good to say.
I don't want
to
know.
But you can't do this casually.
No.
You can't just walk down the street and go, I curse you, I curse you. That isn't how it works.
There's a minor celebrity out there right now. He will do that to people. I curse you. Yeah. And he'll look at them and most people just are like, what? But then about 30 seconds later, they sit there and you can see the look on their face going, did I just get cursed for real? And what's a curse?
Exactly. And with those sorts of things, the main problem is not for the cursee, it's for the cursor.
Yeah.
Because when you say that in anything other than just vaguely,
yes,
like this, if you say it a lot, then you're bringing stuff back on yourself, and
right.
it is not happy stuff.
Right.
But if you actually go out, like there are a lot of sites, you've been telling me about these, they encourage work, like the one you were talking about earlier.
Yes.
There are sites that will actually help you do that. Remember this, demons don't care if you suddenly change your mind and go, oh, I didn't mean it.
I didn't mean that.
If you do...
Never mind.
Never mind. Yeah. If you do something, you become their chew toy. And it is really, really difficult to become unchewed, become an unchew toy.
Well, you can't take a rawhide after the dog's chewed it and put it back together again.
No, you can't. Remember that. That is the wisdom for today.
There you go.
Well, the kitty cat clock on the wall is telling me it is half past yesterday and time for us to flit away. So from the Don and his amazing gizmos, Gary and his old stories, and Blaze from the land of the adorables, we are...
Sandy from Gemological Esoterica.
And Linda Strochane of the Mercury Academy, and we are...
Two dozy broads.
Goodbye.